The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Samech Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. Le'elu Nishmat Mor Zekeli Rabbi Yosef Ben Sara, Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema. Shlomo Ben Miriam. Rachel Bat Sara. Rachel Bat Sara. Inna Refana Lahim. Inna refana lahim, inna refana fata nefesh v'fata guf, fuatam kerubal abo, v'chen yirasom v'romar, amen. We begin today's daf on Samech Aleph Amud Rishon, and we are 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. Ibaya lehu. Question was asked in the Bet Midrash. Amar, a fellow said, Yayin she'ani to'em yovel. Person said, I'm not going to drink wine for yovel. And we know Yovel is usually a 50-year cycle. Let's just review. You have 7 years of Shemitah, 7 Shemitot, bring it to the 49th year. The 50th year is called the year of Yovel. Incidentally, the year of Yovel has a law of Shemitah as well, where it's forbidden to plow and do all work in the field. So basically you have 2 years in a row of Shemitah. So a person said, let's say I'm not going to drink wine for the Yovel. Actually, Daran points out that he didn't say the word Yovel because that would put us in the same dilemma as we had in the last piece where a person says Yom. Gemara was Mesupak. What does Yom mean? Is it Hayom or Yom Zeh? So he says the Gemara's Lav Dafke. The fellow said over here in his Neder that I'm not going to drink wine Le Yovel Zeh for this round of Yovel. So what's the question? Mai. What is the deen regarding the 50th year? What's the she'ela? Shenat hamishim kelifnei hamishim. Is the 50th year considered before 50? Or kela'ahar hamishim? Or is it considered after 50? Which means there's a great machlok, as we're going to see, and we've learned this, that the she'ela is when the 50th year is yovel. There's no argument on that. The 50th year is yovel. The she'ela is... is it also the first year of the next cycle? Meaning, is the next Shemitah in year 56 or is it in year 57? Meaning, is the Shemitah, is the Yovel, Yovel alone? And then the next year, which we'll call year 51, starts the next round of Shemitah. Now, how would that affect our question? So the Ran speaks out. Look at the Ran. Ibaya lehu amar kunam yain shani to'im yovel mai. Lav deka amar kehaden lishna. First point. Not that he said the word yovel. Deha kevan dido ifsheta bayan dele'el. We asked this question above already. We didn't answer it. Ki amar yovel ki yovel ehad dine. Which means when you're saying the word yovel, it's the same law as we said above. Therefore, we have the same safek. Velo shiachle mibaya. Ishenat hamishim kelefne hamishim or kelachar hamishim, ela hacha b'mer yovel ze askinan. That's the main point. The guy said, "This round of yovel, this yovel, I'm not drinking wine." Velo dak b'lishne, because then the Gemara was not precise. Mishum de ikar ba'yan leta ela. The sheila here is ishenat hamishim kelefne hamishim. Is the 50th year like before 50? She'ena klal lechesbon yovel haba. It's got nothing to do with the next yovel. It's all the hezbon for the previous yovel. She'en osin shemitah ad 57. You don't make yovel until 57, which means 50 is not considered the first year of your shemitah. Helkach, no der dekai be'emsa yovel. Let's say the guy's at the year 36 of the yovel cycle. Ve'amar yovel zem mitzar ba, then it'll be asur, because 50 is considered to the previous yovel, to the yovel that he's in now. Or kelachar 50. Or do you say no? Maybe 50 already is the beginning of the next yovel cycle. She'otash shana olel lechazmon shemitah shelachar hamishim. V'noder mutar ba'she'en shel hamishim mechlal yovel she'avar. He said, I'm ostending myself in this cycle of yovel. Once you get to year 50, if 50 starts the next round, if 50 is year 1, that's already counted as the next cycle. So therefore, that's the she'ela. How do you consider it? Nafkamina is year 50, mutar v'asu. Now, for sure, year 36, 37, 38, 39. We're not discussing those years. We're discussing specifically year 50 because it's a swing. It could either be counted as part of the Yovel that he's in now, or does it start the next one? So, which means starts the count towards the next one. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a proof. Tashema de Tanya Productad Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. It's actually a machloket between the Yehuda and the rabbis. It says in the Pasuk, V'kiddeshtem ishenat ha-hamishim shana. Betin has to sanctify the 50th year. So that doesn't just happen by itself. V'kiddeshtem. Betin sanctifies it. So the Gemara is medayik. Shenat ha-hamishim atamoneh. You count 50 years. V'i atam moneh shenat ha-hamishim kama ve'achat. You don't count the 50 year as two calculations. It's not year 50 and year 1. It's year 50. So therefore, 50 is 50. And then the next year starts again year 1. So therefore you see that the shenat ha-hamishim is part of the yovel she'avar, right? The past one. Again, the Medayeki from the fact that the Pasuk says you have to sanctify Shnat HaHamishim, not HaMishim VeAchat. Now, don't make a mistake. When it says HaMishim VeAchat, it doesn't mean 51. It means 50 and year 1. And year 1 of the next. You don't do that. It's just Shnat HaHamishim. Mikan Amu. From here, the rabbis learned, Yovel Eino Ole LeMinyan Shavua. From here, they learned that the Yovel is not Ole for the Minyan of the Shemitah. Yovel is the year 50. It's the end of that cycle, and you start again year 51, which means the next Shemitah is going to be in year 57. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Yovel ole leminyan shavua. You do count Yovel. Yovel is actually year 1. That means the next Yovel is in year 50, next Shemitah is in year 56. Amru lo, Rabbi Yehuda. What are you talking about? Rabbi Yehuda, how could that be? Hare Omer, shesh shanim tizra' sadecha.
You don't work your land 6 years.
Torah says 6 years you work, 7th year Shemitah. According to your calculation, it's not 6 years. Why? Because in the year 50,
you don't work.
Because I told you the year 50 has a din of Shemitah. So therefore, how many years you're technically working? You're working 5 years before the next Shemitah. But the Pasuk says, Shesh Shanim Yavod. According to the other, Shesh Shanim Tezasadecha. According to the other Shita, makes good. Because what, 50 is not considered part of the Shemitah. So you have 6 years of work. Yes. You start with year 1. And then your 7th year, the Shemitah. But according to you, that 50 is year 1. How are you going to learn the Pasuk? Shesh Shanim Tezasadecha. Doesn't work. So Amar Lehem. So Rabbi Yehuda challenges back and says, L'divrechem. According to you, forget about the question you just asked on me. According to you that want to say that year 50 is not considered the first year of the Shemitah, you're also stuck. Why? Torah says that in the Shemitah year, God is going to provide, actually before the Shemitah year, 3 years of crop. Because you're going to need for the year that you're in, let's say the 6th year, you're going to need for the 7th year because that's the year you're not working. Anything. Then you're going to need for the 8th year because until you start up the field, you're not going to have any. So God's going to give you 3. Wait, according to you, it's not 3. You really need 4. Why? Because according to the Shitav the Hakamim, right, we're saying that the 50th is not part of the calculation. The 50th is the first year of the Shemitah cycle starts when?
51.
On the 1. So let's calculate. You're going to need for year 48. Eight. You're going to need for year 49. You're going to need for 50, year 50. And you're going to need for year 1. That's for the startup. Again, 48 you need because you need for 48. 49 is a Yovel. So therefore, the 49 Shemitah. 49 Shemitah. You're not working that year. So you need for that year. 50 also has a din of Shemitah because it's Yovel. So you need for that year as well. Plus now year 1 for the new cycle, you didn't do anything yet. So you need till the end of the 1. So therefore, before you ask your questions on me, how are you going to learn the Pasuk? Ela, you know how you're going to answer? I'll tell you how you're going to answer. Ela, you know how you're going to answer? Ika li'ukmak bishar shene shavua. You'll learn that Pasuk in the other cycles of Shemitah, right. Not the Yovel cycle. Which means, the 3 years apply in a regular, in year, the first one, right? So you'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So year 6, you need, 7 you're going to need, and 8 you're going to need.
The only time it's 4 years is when he gets to the Yovel item. But don't learn that Pasuk in the Yovel cycle. Learn it in the regular Shemitah cycle. So therefore, once you have to answer that already, Dili Nameh. Me also, the question you asked me was, it's not 6 years' work, it's only 5 years' work. I'll tell you, when it says 6 years' work, it's in the other cycles. It's not the cycle of the Yovel. Dili Nameh. Ika Le'ukma B'Shar Shene Shavua. Just like you had to come on to that Sevara when it came to the Deen of the 3 years not of getting Parnassah, so do all you had to come on and say what? But that 3 years, not talking about the 7 year where it has the Yovel in it, because that's really a 4 year item. Right. Okay, so just like you learned Shad Shene Shavua, so to don't ask the question to me when it says Sheshanim to Zal Sadek, I mean to the Shad Shene Shavua, so we have no question. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gemara says, Ad Pesach Asur. Okay, now we have a very, very important machlok we had in our Mishnah. Person said in the Mishnah that he's not going to drink wine, let's say, ad lifnei Pesach, right? Until before Pesach. So the Bimeir said, asur ad shiyagia. Simple, though, that's the way you would understand it as well. Lifnei Pesach, before Pesach. That means up until Pesach, a person cannot drink wine. And the Bimeir said, no, asur ad shiyetzeh. He said, now, what's the pshat? How could that be when you said lifnei Pesach? Mm-hmm. It means until Pesach finishes. So he explained it, that he means to say, ad p'nei sha'a aharona shel yom aharon shel Pesach. It means until the time of the last moment of the last day of Pesach. Ad lifnei, the last moment of the last day. Mm-hmm. Now, even though that's not necessarily what he meant, but since it's a vague lashon, so according to the B'Yosef, when a person makes, let's say, a language that is safek, all options are on the table. So therefore, you got to be mahmir, not only before, but until even after, where it seems to be mir saying that. When a person says a vague lashon, he doesn't mean to put himself in all the quandaries. He picks the most normal one, which is lifnei, which means before Pesach. And really, this is a great machloket in general. When a person makes a statement that can go either way, so the bimi is going to hold what? A person doesn't put himself in sefik. So then when he said lifnei, he meant before. He meant one of them. The bimi says, no. A person makes a statement, and it's a vague statement. He throws himself in sefik, and it's going to include all options. So the Gemara says, lememra, you mean to tell me, the bimi ir savar lo me'ayil inish nefsha, the sveka. The bimi it holds, a person does not, like I said, throw himself into sefik. But the bimi says, savar, me'ayil inish nefshin isfeka, and the B Yosef is going to hold the person does throw himself in sefeka, which means when he says a vague language, he means to include all options. Gemara, what are you talking about? Urmini, we have a question from a Masechet Kiddushin. Mi sheyesh lo shete chite banot, mishete nashim. Guy has two wives. From each wife, he has two daughters. Let's say, from wife number one, he has an older daughter and a younger daughter. From wife number two, he also has an older daughter and a younger daughter. But the wives, the daughters of number one, are older than the daughters of number two. Okay? So again, he has two wives, two daughters from each wife, and the daughters of older and younger, and the daughters of wife A are older than the daughters of wife B. Now, what does he say? The Amar, the guy comes along and says, Kidashti et biti hagedola. He says, I was mekadesh my bat that's a gedola, ve'eni yodeya, but I don't know, im gedola shebegedolot, is it the oldest out of all four, im gedola shebegetanot, or is the gedola of the second set, ve'im ketana shebegedolot, or is it the younger one of set A, shehi gedola mena gedola shebegetanot, that she's older than even the oldest one of set B. So then, gedola technically can include three out of the four. Again, you have four girls there. Gedola could be there's four girls there. You have two and two. Gedola could mean the oldest of the four. Gedola could mean the oldest of the second set, and gedola could also mean the younger of the first set that's older than both girls of the second set. The only one it cannot mean is the ketana of the second set. But she's not a gedola in capacity to nothing. So it says, Kulan asurot devrei Rabbi Meir. All the wives, all those girls now are considered asurot. They can't get married now because they have safek. They got to get Kulan asurot. Why? According to Rabbi Meir. Well, stop right there. What do you see Rabbi Meir saying? When a person says a vague language, you have to put him in the sefek, and therefore you have to be machmir on all scenarios. Of course, except for the girl four, because she's not a gedolah in any respect. Rabbi Yose Omer, kulan mutarot. He says all the girls are mutarot, chutz min hagedolah shebegedolot, except for the oldest. So you see reverse sevarot. Here you see in Masechet Kedushin that Adrabah, Rabbi Yose says when a person says a vague language, you put him on with the most common language. The most common thing, when a guy says gedolah, it's gedolah shebegedolot. And therefore the other three girls are mutarot. Whereas the Bimir comes along and says, no, you said a vague language, but three out of the four are asurot. What do you mean? Well, you said the Gemara over here, opposite. Over here, the Bimir is the one that said, when a guy said language, lifne Pesach, it means before Pesach. We're not going to say, well, it can mean before, it can mean after. So you say he meant what he meant. So therefore, we have a machloket between Masechet Nedarim and Masechet Kedushin. The Chavra that she taught are reversed, they're contradictory. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Hanina Bar Avdimi Amar Rav Muhlefet Ashita. Which means you're going to have to switch the shitot around. Now, here or there. So open up the Ran. Look at the Ran. Muhlefet Ashita. It's on the Amud Rishon, the Ran. Go back to Samech Aleph Amud Rishon. Three lines of the Ran. Muhlefet Ashita. Kan Hihlifu Shitatan.
Wow. Change it over here.
Which means change it over here. Which means really Masechet Kiddushin is the correct one. Kan Hihlifu Tashitot. Over here, the shitot were reversed. And how does he know that? How do you know the reverse over here? So go back to the Gemara for a second. Because the Gemara brings a bright out of support. V'atanya, it's not a question. V'atanya is a proof. Zaklal, we have a rule. Kol shizmano kavua. Let's say you have a situation that has a set time to it. For example, the holidays have a set time. They have a set time when they start. They have a set time when they end. That's called a situation that is mano kavua. Ve'amar adlifne, and the guy said adlifne, which is adlifne Pesach, for example, I'm not going to drink wine. It'd be mi'ir omer ad shiyetze. So you see, we're really going like Masechet Kedushim. We're putting the switch on over here, because the Bimeir says, Achi etse till the holiday ends. The Bimeir says, Achi yagiyah. The Bimeir says, no, until it reaches. So you see from this Braita that really the Masechet Kiddushin is the Ikar text, and you have to switch around the Shitot in Masechet Nedarim. Now look at the Ran. Go back to where we were. Ulnyan halakha. That's a good question, which means I accept that we're changing the Shitot. So it comes out to be Meir is the one that says you put yourself in the sefek, and therefore you have to be mahmir. And it'd be your sister, shita, that's saying you just have to go until Pesach. You don't put yourself in the sefek. Muhlefet ha-shita. So now the question is, who's the halakha like? So he says, well, inyan halakha, keva de mafchina na, since we're switching it, vekai ma'alan de rabbi meir v'rabbi yoseh, halakha ka rabbi yoseh, we know, ha-machlok rabbi meir v'rabbi yoseh, halakha ka rabbi yoseh. So what would that mean then? That if a guy says, I'm making a ned and no wine, ad lifne Pesach, it means until Pesach. Naktinan beomer ad peneh Pesach she'enu asur el ad sheyagiyah. Only until it reaches. Va'afal gav de beperika omer the kedushin. Even if you open up a Masechet Kedushin, ramina nameh ani matnitin ahadade, which means open up a Masechet Kedushin brings the same question. On this case of gedolah shevegedolot, brings the question from a Masechet Nedarim. Umaskina natam le'olam lo tipuch. Oh, the Gemara says no, don't change anything. Keep all the shitot itself. The matnitin lav b'me'ayil inish nefchel esfeka peligi, ela b'lishna b'alma peligi. The Rabbi Meir sabar ad pene ha-Pesach, ad kame pesha mashma. The Rabbi Yosef sabar ad mitpane pesha mashma. Which means the Gemara Kedushin answers like this. That which you asked me from a Masechet Nedarim has got nothing to do with does a person put himself in sefik. You know what the mahluk of the Masechet Nedarim is? What's the language? Doesn't it all go with language? Which means I could tell you that really Masechet Kiddushin, there we have a machloket between the Bimeir and the Biyoseh. Does a person put himself in Sefek or not? Like it said over there in Masechet Kiddushin. we asked the Stira from Masechet Nedarim. No, it's not a Stira. Because in Masechet Nedarim, the issue over there is, what does the word Mipneh or pene pesach min. One rabbi says pene means before. One rabbi says pene means ad mitpane, until it passes. So therefore, nothing to do with the malok. And then nafka min is going to come out. Ulfuma isugya matnitin kedekai makaima. According to that, al mishnah, don't switch anything. Keep the mishnah as is. And if you're going to keep the mishnah as is, that means Rabbi Yosef is the halakha. And Rabbi Yosef says what? Until Pesach ends. And therefore, including Pesach. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef said, ad sheyitzeh. Also, if you're going to learn like Masechet Kiddushin's conclusion, you're going to still posek like Rabbi Yosef, but it's going to come out ad sheyitzeh Pesach. So the Ran says, no. Afilu acher, kevan dehak sugya, itmara b'sugya dindarim, mashma diika lemismach elave tafe, ma'i sugya de'atam delav b'dukta itmar. That gives a very important klal in learning. The analysis of this subject is an analysis of Masechet Nedarim. We're discussing the Nedarim subject over here. So we're discussing the contradiction of Nedarim to Kiddushin. Now, when you're going to analyze Nedarim subjects, we give the courtesy to Masechet Nedarim in its analysis on Nedarim subject. Masheen Ken, in Kiddushin, you're also analyzing this, but you came up with a different conclusion. But that's we're not discussing Kiddushin over there. You're discussing Nedarim and Kiddushin, but we're not necessarily bound to the conclusion. Therefore, always go the subject is, and then go to that Masechet, because that's the Masechet Nedarim. They're going to give an ikar. So there was, since an hour Masechet, they concluded that really you have to make an ipuch. And therefore you have to make it a B.O.S.A. that says it's only until Pesach. Because he's the shita that says you don't put yourself in sefek. And they are dependent on each other, these two sugyot. Therefore, like I'll be like the B.O.S.A. Kointanaran, that you go up until Pesach. But then, whoever he says, ve'od, and furthermore, de'atanya kiyak sugya. Okay, also we have a braita to support that, which is the braita that we wrote at the end of our Gemara, also proves that.
Yes.
That the B.O.S.A. holds when a person makes a neder ad defne Pesach, means until before Pesach. So you have a braita also to support this subject. Vehu da'at Rav Rabbeinu Moshe bar Maimon zichrono lebracha. And that's the opinion of Harambam that says we post like the B.O.S.A. that what? It's lefne Pesach. However, Aval Rav Rabbeinu Moshe bar Nachman min de Ramban zichrono lebracha pasak kesugya dehatam delo tipuch. He was posik like Masechet Kiddushin. Don't switcheroo. The Rabbi Yosef Amar be'ad pene asur ad sheyitzeh v'naktinan kevata, which means don't put the switch on the Rabbi Yosef. Put the Rabbi Yosef like he is, that ad lefne Pesach means until the end of Pesach. And we posik like him. So we have a fantastic machlok between Harambam and the Ramban. Nobody argues that you posik like Rabbi Yosef. The machlok between the Rishonim is Rabbi Yosef with the ipuch, or Rabbi Yosef without the ipuch. And that's dependent on if you go with Masechet Nedarim's conclusion or if you go with Masechet Kedushin's conclusion. Comes the next Mishnah. A person makes a neder. Okay? Ad katsir. I'm not going to drink wine. Ad katsir. Katsir is the reaping of grain. That's when you cut the grain. Ad batsir.
Not grapes.
Exactly. Batsir is the reaping of grapes. Ad hamasik. Masik is the reaping of olives. Different lashonot for different items. I'm not drinking until the reaping of the grain, the reaping of the grapes, reaping of the olives. Eno asur ela ad sheyagia. Okay, very good. So he's not asur until he reaches it. Because that was lashon. Ad. Ad means until. And we always say ad means ad velo ad bechlal. Which means ad, until means until and not including. That's the normal way people talk. Until means until, but not including. Ze'aklal. Now the Mishnah gives a very important rule. Ze'aklal. Kol shizmano kavua. Any item that has a set time. What does a set time mean? It has a beginning and it has a definite end. You know exactly when it ends? Ve'amar ad shiyagia. And you said ad shiyagia. Asur ad shiyagia. So this is asur until the time itself. Amar ad shiyehe, but if you said until it happens, asur ad shiyetzeh, then it's asur until after ad shiyeh, till it is. Which means the guy says ad shiyehe pesach. Ad shiyeh pesach means till pesach happens, and therefore it's asur till the end. Vechol she'en zmano kavua, and Called she'en zman kavua, when the zman is not kavua. What's the zman that's not kavua? For example, the cases of our Mishnah, the reaping. Reaping, it might, let's say everybody might start together, but everybody ends, you know, according to their own schedule. Some guys take it longer, some guys do less. So therefore, it doesn't have really a definite ending. So when a guy makes a neder on something that's not zmano kavua, ben amar ad sheheh. Ben amar ad sheyagia, enu asur ila ad sheyagia. Then it's only asur until when it starts. Because, like we said, since it has no conclusive ending, so what do you say? Ad sheyagia means what? Till it ends? When does it end? It doesn't have a set time. So therefore, it always means until it starts. Yes. Comes the Mishnah and concludes, ad hakayitz. Okay, what is kayitz? Now, kayitz in modern Hebrew means summer. But it doesn't mean over here summer. Kayitz over here means the fig harvest. Because they used to harvest it with their hands, the Ran explains. Look at the Ran, ad hakayitz. Ran is right in the Mishnah. Ad hakayitz, ad sheyehe hakayitz, ad sheyetchilu ha'am lechnis bekalkalot. So again, when a guy says ad hakayitz, that means until the fig harvest, or he says ad sheyehe hakayitz, until the kayitz happens, ad sheyetchilu ha'am lechnis bekalkalot. He means until the farmers start putting the figs in the baskets. However, if he says ad sheyavor hakayitz, he says until it passes, ad sheyekpilu hamkutzot, until they put away the knives. The knives. What's the knives? The knives. Now they didn't use the knives according to the Ran to actually cut the figs. They would cut the figs with their hands. That's why it says kayitz, because kayitz is like kotsets. Kotsets would pluck them with the hands. That's why it's called the kayitz. The knife was used after they would pluck them. They would take them and they would make like a cake of figs from them. So they would cut them in order to put them together. So it says when a person says ad she'avor, until it passes. Passes means not only stop, you're past picking them. Past picking them, processing them, until you put away the knives. Until the process is done. Let's read that in the Ran. Matnitin. Ad hakayitz. Ad sheyehe hakayitz. Whether he says, until the kayitz. So ad sheyehe hakayitz. Ad sheyetchilu ha'am lachnis bekalkalot. It means until the people collect the figs with their baskets. Kayitz. Zman kitat perot te'inim. וקרי לקיץ לפי שקוצצין אותם ביד. קוצץ. How did they cut it? They plucked it with their hand. וקטני, כיוון דמר עד הקיץ, או עד שיהיה, עד שיתחילו העם להכניס בכלכלות, ולא יותר. כפי שאין זמנם קבוע. Since I told you, there's no set time when it ends, so therefore, whenever there's an item that's not a set time in the ending, it always goes from the beginning. עד שיקפילו המקוצאות. But if a guy says, I'm making a neder not to drink wine until it passes, the season passes, Asakinim, told the farmer puts away his knives. Knives of what? Shem yuhadim lachtok ha'te'inim. They're designated to cut the figs. Kishe'osimim egulim. When they make the...
Yeah, they press them together.
The
they
cake. Like a... Right? The round cake.
Yeah.
So nikra'in kutsa'ot. Okay, then he brings it out. Yeah, the kutsa'ot are called these things. And that's why... the egulin themselves, the cakes themselves, in Lashon Gemara is called mikutsaot. Al Shem the knife. It's really mikutsaot is knives, but the egulin are also called mikutsaot. Al Shem the knife that's used to process them. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Tana, we have a blight. Kalkala she'amru, this kalkala that we said in the Mishnah, kalkala shel te'inim. It means a basket that they collect the figs with, velo kalkala shel anavim. But not a kalkala of grapes. What does the Ran say? Look at the Ran. Kalkala shetinim shelefi shen niksatsot biyad likitatan kiruya kayetz velo kalkala shel anavim mishum delo mekatsetsan biyada ela al yede sakin vehi hatikha mikriya. Which means when the Mishnah said over here ad hakayetz, know that we're talking about figs. And therefore when it says until they fill it in the basket, we know it's a basket of figs. Well, how do you know it didn't say anything about figs in the Mishnah? Kayitz gives it away. Because once it says kayitz is what you pull with your hands. If it was talking about grapes, and the basket was talking about a basket of grapes, it would have used a different lashon. It would have said, hatikha. Because hatikha, you cut the grapes with with a knife. So therefore, the Rana is just giving you the anyan that when it says in the Mishnah, kayitz and kalkala, it's figs. Because kayitz means you're plucking with your hands, ketzitza, and the kalkala is the kalkala that you put the figs in. Comes the Gemara and says, Tanya, we have a brayta. Hanoder meperot kayitz. A guy makes a neder against perot kayitz. What do we say perot kayitz are? Well, we understood it. It's figs, right? En asur ela b'te'enim. That's it. Kayitz is te'enim. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Anavim Bichlal Te'enim. Oh. Anavim is included. Grapes are included, which is, includes the grape season as well. How could that be? I thought you told me you pluck it with your hands. Grapes you pluck with your knife. My Ta'ama, the Tanakama. What's the reason of Tanakama? Kasabar Te'enim Mikzitzan Biyada. Anavim lo Mikzitzan Biyada. Very simple.
One
to use your hand, one you don't use your hand. So kayitz means the one to use your hand. That's the figs. Bunch of gum near Sabar Anavim name. Grapes also. Ki miradedan, when the orchids, when the stem of the grape dries up, so then miksatsan biyada, they also pull them off.
Yeah, because with you the hand.
That's right, it's easy to pull off.
When they
so
wet,
therefore the Gemara is saying that when a guy says mina kayitz, he also means the grapes also, because grapes are called kayitz. Gemara continues. Three lines from the bottom. Achi avor kayitz. So if a guy says, I'm not drinking wine until it passes, achi avor, achi yichpilu am kutzot. So he says it means until he puts the knives away, which means they're not at the end of the season in totality, which means not only they collected them, they put them in the baskets, they harvested them, did everything, and they made the engudim, the cakes. Right. And if they made the cakes, they took the knives themselves and they put them away. Again, it says, Ad she'avor ha-kayitz, right? Ad she'avor ha-kayitz means until the kayitz passes. Not kayitz means the harvest of the figs. Ad she'ichpilu ha-mkutza'ot. Now, I want to explain to you, the Harambam in the Pirush HaMishnah gives a different interpretation of what mkutza'ot means. We learned it means the knife. They put away the knives after they process them. They make the cakes out of them. They put the knives away. Good. I mean, that's the end of the season completely.
Right.
Rambam learns no mikutzarot are mats.
That they used to dry it up.
Right. Which means after they would pluck them, they put them out and all that. Nice. So what happens? They would cover them up, dry them out. Once they all dried out and everything's done, they would take the mats and put them away. Now that would make sense according to the language of the yikpilu. Yikpilu means like they fold them up. They fold them up the mats and they put them away. According to our understanding, the girsa would be yichpelu. Yichpelu can mean that they would double. Because how would they put away the knives? You put the knives on top of each other. So therefore you're stacking them. So yichpelu would mean that. But also you can explain yichpelu with a kof, not that you fold them, because you can't fold knives, but you store them. When a person folds his clothes, what does he do? He folds them and he stores them. So like it's also a son of kipud. But the point is either it's mats, like Harambam, or it's the knives. Right. So comes the Gemara and says, Tana, ad sheyachpilu rov amkutzot. Oh, now Gemara makes a point here. It goes with rov. You don't have to wait till the last guy in the world puts his knives away. Ela what? You go court the majority, which means by this date, the majority of the people already put their knives away and they finished the entire process. Tana, hukpilu rov amkutzot mutarot. Now, not only is it mutar legabe the guy's neder, but mutarot mishum gezel ufturot mina ma'asrot. Once a guy puts his knife away, there's no more gezel on these figs. Which is, you can go into the guy's field now and take them. Why? Because he made them hefker by that time. Whatever he didn't take by that time in his field, and already he made the cakes, and he put the knife away, so now you can go into the field and assume that the guy made it hefker. Not only that, but whatever you're going to take is patut from ma'asir. Exactly, because ma'asir is only hayav on somebody that owns the goods. But on ownerless stuff, it's no din. Look at the top line. Mutarot mishum gezel, shemityashim him, memash shenesh arba sadeh, al shekaplu v'ichnisu rova mekusaot. Uftarot mena ma'asir dikhtiv. Uba ha-levi, ki en lo chelek v'nahala imach. Yatsa efker, sheyesh lo chelek v'nahala imach. You see the pasuk? The pasuk says, when does the Levi get ma'asir? Uba ha-Levi. The Levi will come ki en lo helik. Because he doesn't have a helik, which is in these fruits over here, does the Levi own in regular fruit? No.
No.
So on fruits that he has no helik in, you got to give him ma'asir. But in fruits that he has a chilek in, enomazin. And which fruits that he has chilek in? Hefker. He's equal to everybody else. So therefore, patur mina maaseh. So now the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi v'Rabbi Yosef bar Rav Yehuda ikle'u lahu atra. They got to a certain place, the rabbis. Bizman chukpelu rov am kutzot. At the time when the season was finished, everybody, the majority of people put away their knives. Rabbi ava ka'achil. So Rabbi went into the field. He took the figs. He knows the halakha. Rabbi Yosef bar Rav Yehuda lo achil. But Rabbi Yosef bar Rav Yehuda did not eat. Ata marehon. So the owner of the field came out, saw the rabbis. Sees Rabbi eating, the rabbi's not eating. Rabbi Yosef. Amar lihu, he tells them, Amai lo achli rabbanan. Hey, rabbis, how come you're not eating? Hukpelu rov ham kutsa'otu.
What do we put
most of the people put their knives away. What's the problem? Meaning he told them, no problem, eat.
Rafal
pichin lo achli Rabbi Yosef bar Rabbi Yehuda. Still, Rabbi Yosef bar Rabbi Yehuda did not eat. Even after the testimony of the owner. Kasabar mishum seniyut milta hu de ka'amar hadin gavra. He says, you know the reason why he said it? He said it because he was embarrassed.
From the rabbi that's eating.
Exactly. When the owner came out, he saw the rabbi eating, the other rabbi was eating. No, eat, don't worry. I made it ifkeh, which means with the majority of the...
And he wasn't being genuine.
But he wasn't genuine. Look at the Rosh, Pirusha Rosh. Mishum seniyut milta. Davar sanui vignai hayalo imlo yomar lem shiyuchlenu velo minidibut lev amarken. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef said the guy, he doesn't mean it. Therefore, when he's saying, no, don't worry, you can have it, enjoy it, he feels obligated. Another interpretation is saniyut means he was sarcastic. He wasn't being nice to the rabbi. He came down to the rabbis. He told them, "Well, are you eating? What do we put the knives away that you got? Your rabbis are eating already." So therefore, he was really saying that I'm not done yet. Well, so now the question is: so the Rabbi Yosef didn't eat. The Rabbi ate. What's going on over here? So really, this is based on a machloket that we have throughout Shas. B'mamon holchim achare harov. Or en holchim achare haruf. Rabbi holds when it comes to monetary situation, holchim achare haruf. So I don't care if a guy's coming along and saying they're not finished. Since the rov of the people are finished, so therefore it was fair to assume that you can eat from the field, you have no problem. Where according to the BOC, he said, no, I don't go with rov. I have to go with not majority, I have to go with everybody. And therefore, even if there's a mi'ut, that still did not put their knives away. So therefore, he had a problem. So when the bee went out to the field, he was relying on the rov. He was allowed to rely on the rov. I don't have to worry about a mi'ut that comes in. When the guy came along, gave his statement over there, even though it's still the rov of the people, so it was a question what he meant. He didn't trust him, the Rabbi Yosef. He said, nah, this guy over here, either he's being sarcastic with us, or he's being embarrassed. The bee said, no. Bottom line, he's saying he put away the mikutsa'ot, and the rov put away the mikutsa'ot, therefore allowed to eat. So that was the machlok between the bee and Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. One more piece on the Ran over here. The Yerushalmi quotes as a question. Kava zman lemishte beno. Let's say a guy set the time for his son's wedding. He made it a date. Ve'amar kunam yayin shani toem ad shiyehem mishte beni. I'm not going to drink wine until my son's wedding.
Fine.
Kemish zmano kavua. Do we say that? Well, he set a date. So since he set a date, we know when it's going to start, when it's going to end. Therefore, the law is it goes until the wedding. Or since he can delay the wedding, it's not like Pesach where you can't delay it. He makes the date.
Right.
So therefore, kimi she'en zmano kavua. And therefore, maybe it's not going to go until only the en zmano kavua, we said, goes until the beginning. Which is, if it's zmano kavua, we said it goes to the end. And therefore, he's not going to be able to drink at the wedding. If you say it's in Zman HaKavua, it goes to the beginning. Therefore, he'll be able to drink at the wedding. Ve'lo if sheta, ul'chumra, therefore we have to go, ul'chumra. Again, we gave a rule in our Mishnah. We said, it's Zman HaKavua. So he says, ad shiyehe. It means until the end.
But did he say ad shiyehe?
Kava Zman Mishteva Kunam, yad shiyehem ad shiyehe,
Mishteh
Beni. That depends how you look at Mishteh Beni. If you look at it in Zman HaKavua, why is it not Zman HaKavua? He told you, the date is March 25th. Yeah, but he could change it. So since he can say it's not Zman HaKavua, therefore it goes until the wedding, not including. But if you say it's Zman HaKavua because he gave the time, therefore it goes until after.